John, chapter 12. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the aroma of the ointment. Then one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money bag and carried what was put in it. Then Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has done this for the day of my burial, because the poor you always have with you, but me you do not always have." Many people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they did not come for our Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also, because many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, many people who had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, "Hosanna, save us now. Blessed is the King of Israel who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat upon it, as it is written, "Do not fear, daughter of Zion. Look, your king comes sitting on donkey's colt." These things his disciples did not understand at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things to him. The people, therefore, who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bore witness, because for this reason the people also met him, because they had heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, "Do you perceive how you do not prevail? Look, the world has gone after him." And there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesu." Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus, and Jesu answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone, but if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. He who loves his life shall lose it, but he who hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If any man would serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant shall also be. If any man serves me, my Father will honor him." Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? "Father, save me from this hour," but for this very, because I came to this hour. "Father, glorify your name." Then there came a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again, the people. Therefore, who stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come for my sake, but for why? Ours. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. This he said, signifying by what manner of death he would die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ lives forever. And how do you as I, the Son of Man, must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, for yet a little while, the light is with you. Walk while you have the lig. HT, lest D, darkness, comes upon you, because he who walks in darkness does not know where HE goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and hid himself from them. Boo. T. Though HE had done so many miracles before them, yet they did not believe on him. Shh. At the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah also said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, he who believes on me does not believe on me, but on him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come a light into the world, that whoever believes on me shall not stay in darkness. And if any man hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, because I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has one who judges him. T. He word wa ish. I have spoken the same shall judge him in the last day, because I have an ot spoken of myself. But the Father who sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, even as the Father said to me, so I speak.